الله الرحمن الرحيم ويستلم تستفتا that it is our duty to command the right and join the right and forbid the evil. Wherever we are, wherever we see anything wrong being done, it is our duty to correct it. With regard to that, we read about 8 ayat and the hadith that we read yesterday, that whoever of you sees any wrong done, then he should stop it by the force of his hand if he has the power. And if not, he should speak out against it. If not, he should use his heart for du'as and to plan how to stop that evil. And if a person does not even think of it as an evil, then there is no iman left after that. With regard to that commentary that is given, we'll just read the commentary. The hadith occupies the central function in effecting change. This is an important matter to be understood, that in order to expect a change, Islah, the condition of the ummah, this is in, without this it cannot be done, that we command the right and forbid the wrong. That is an essential fundamental thing. As Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says, with regard to the Surah Al-Asr, it says hardly anyone or very few people pondering the meaning, especially the main subject matter of the surah, وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ, that must always command and enjoin, encourage the right and forbid the wrong. He says nobody thinks about that and their duty. And unfortunately, by and large, we all have neglected it completely. It explains the sequence to be followed in correcting a wrong. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whom Allah ta'ala made the most knowledgeable in his creation, he explained to us the sequence, how the wrong that we see, that we witness around us, how it must be corrected. And that is utilizing physical means. The first and foremost thing is that we should use our physical strength. And today we normally resort to diplomacy, that you must use tact, you must use in a nice way, you must say. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, you must stop it by the force of the hand. And if that is done, then correction will come in the ummah. Then verbal means, and after that, if that is not possible, if a person cannot do that, then he has been allowed to use at least speak out against it. That is the next duty. And finally, by means of the faculty of the heart. And there, of course, as explained, there are different levels of it. One of it is that a person uses his heart to make dua, that, oh Allah, I can't change this by the power of my hand. I can't change it by my tongue. And then at least by dua, change it. Or we think of means of how to change that condition. Hazrat Abdul Wahab Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi of Raiwin used to say, when you want to tell somebody something and you can't tell him yourself, then think who I can speak to. Even if you speak to one person, he can't, but he can speak to somebody else. Even if you have to go through about 5 channels in order to get the message to that person, use that. So that is the use of the heart. That's how to get to this person, and it's not a matter of just criticizing somebody. Anyone who is doing anything wrong, and we just criticize that person, that does not bring a change. In fact, that is, it falls in many cases in ghibat. Backbiting, we speak that people are doing this wrong, or we take names, specific names, this family, that family, they are doing these wrong things. And just by criticizing it, we get involved in making ghibat of that person, and whoever is listening, they also get involved in that ghibat. And that is a very severe guna which has been referred to in the hadith, ashaddu min al-zina. It is worse than committing adultery also, but the Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes, hardly any gathering of the pious people, of the learned people, is free from backbiting. So we should be thinking very carefully of how we behave and what our attitude is. Examples of physical effecting change, including destroying instruments of sin. When we see the instruments of sin, then we should destroy that. Whatever that might be, whatever instruments are used to commit sin, we should destroy that. Pouring out intoxicants, and where people are drinking, then that intoxicant should be poured out. And returning stolen goods to the rightful owner, where we know people have stolen, they are not paying for the goods, etc., then it should be returned to, if we have the means, if we have the power to do that, we should do it. And we can, and this was the system in Khairul Qurun. In the best of eras, that was the system that used was adopted. Examples of virtue of verbally effecting change, including requesting for assistance in the case of danger. Verbally, when a person should stop that, he should tell that person directly, or he should engage other people that you tell that person, whichever means he can use. Issuing a warning and reminding wrongdoers of eternal punishment. In verbal, using our tongue in stopping evil, it has included also that we warn those people of the consequences of their actions and reminding wrongdoers of the punishment in the Akhirah, the long evil, the terrible punishment in the Qabr on the day of Qiyamah. So we can see from this how important it is that we command the right and forbid the wrong. But unfortunately, when we have neglected this duty, today we ourselves are commanding the wrong and forbidding the right. So many wrong things which are happening, dressing of people, culture, education system, whatever we can think of, we are involved in the wrong, and in fact we are commanding the wrong. And when somebody wants to do right, we forbid that. A little child that is born, that may be just 2 weeks old, 2 months old, and if we dress a child like in a kurta or in a burqa for a girl, good people will say also that you're making her look like an old lady already from now. But dress her in the right, in the clothing of the Jews and Christians, with murals on it, with all funny writing things upon it, then everyone say how cute this little child looks. We have gone completely in the opposite direction. Allah give us hidayat. Allah have mercy upon us and guide us to righteousness. And the main thing for the change that to come is if a person thinks of his qabr and thinks of the akhirah. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.